Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest updates from the world of sports, gambling, and pop culture. Because you can't have a show without hot takes or a Tiger King meme these days. Know what I'm saying? Now, with over 200 episodes and ready to get after it again, here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
Welcome to the show, folks. Going to do a quick rundown with my final thoughts. We've got the injury reports in and the actives. So Sammy Watkins is active for the game tonight. Obviously, we had the big game between the Chiefs and Buccaneers. So here's how I'm breaking down my lineups from a DFS perspective, because, you know, at the end of the day, it kind of went the way I expected it to break. Kansas City should be favored in this game. You know, the line didn't really change much. 3-point favorites, makes sense. Expect a close game. So we should have some pass catchers on Tampa's side. The question becomes, between Mahomes and Brady, who's going to have more passing yards? And from a valuation standpoint, how are they going to get there points-wise? And it just makes too much sense to have Mahomes in there. The only question becomes, you know, how do you get different from the rest of the field? You know, if there was a way I could see Brady getting 400 yards passing, yeah. But, you know, Mahomes still should be able to scramble a little bit. You know, he'll have obviously the touchdown equity in the red zone on a bootleg. It just makes too much sense to actually go with Mahomes in the build. I would personally try to veer away from Mahomes in large field tournaments. So if you're talking about entries where it's not a single entry or three max entry or five max entry, I would veer away from Mahomes and the captain. If you're doing 20 max entries or a large field, 150 max entries, because so many people are going to be playing Mahomes and the captain at this point, especially with casual fans playing, obviously with everyone watching the game. It's just too much to overcome, because you're going to be, you know, even if Mahomes ends up being the highest scoring player, too many people have him in the captain spot, especially on DraftKings. You can't get away from it on FanDuel and Yahoo, and I'll talk a little bit about the strategy there. But for DraftKings specific, I would veer away from Mahomes in large field tournaments if it's not a limited number of entrants with a single entry or three max entry, because it's just too much to overcome. So what I would kind of veer towards is the decision point becomes, do I want Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce? I'm leaning more towards Travis Kelce because I think Tampa is going to do a much better job of containing Hill at this point. They've had 2 weeks to prepare and try to bracket coverage on Hill to avoid the busted plays. I think the busted plays come from elsewhere, especially when you have Sammy Watkins active tonight. You're going to have Kelce and Watkins finding soft spots in the zone. And I think it comes down to which Chiefs running back between Mecole Hardman and DeMarcus Robinson can they get in on those specialized plays. Not to say that Tyreek Hill can't get there receptions-wise. I just think that so many people are banking on the monster game from Tyreek Hill in the captain spot that, you know, if they're not going to Patrick Mahomes, they're going to Tyreek Hill. And then obviously more casual people are going to go with Brady in the captain and then try to stuff in Chiefs players, including Mahomes and the other Chiefs players, and then roll with like a Ronald Jones on the cheap side. So we don't want to go down there. You know, in terms of guys that I'm avoiding Gronk. I talked about this on the props episode, and I'll say it here. Gronk's going to be used primarily as a blocker because of the pass rush of the Chiefs. Between Frank Clark and Chris Jones. There's just too much pressure going to be on Tampa's offensive line. Yes, Brady gets the ball rid of the ball quickly, but Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs defensive coordinator, has a game plan set up for Brady to disrupt that pocket. I don't care what anyone says. Brady's going to be under pressure tonight, and he's going to have to get rid of the ball quickly. But the best way to kind of keep Brady upright still is by having Gronk inside the block. So I just don't see enough opportunities for Rob Gronkowski to get outside of the tackles to be down the field tonight. I really don't. I don't like Gronk at all from a DFS perspective. Will I sprinkle him in a couple of larger field tournaments just in case? Yeah, but realistically, he's almost a complete fade for me because there's just so limited ceiling with Gronk today. And then the fact that it's Gronk, everyone's playing Gronk. So it's just, there's no real upside to playing Gronk, in my opinion. And I think it's limited downside to playing Gronk. You know, yes, the public's going to be on him. So if Gronk gets a red zone touchdown, yeah, that hurts. But I just look at it from the perspective, there's just so few opportunities. And I think there's going to be a lot of scoring in this game. That's the thing. I think Gronk needs two touchdowns to really get their value-wise. I think with a Scotty Miller, who definitely has a 10-point, I think Scotty Miller has a floor of 10 points and get up there higher. I think you can play Scotty Miller and the captain on DraftKings and then build out your roster that way. That's how confident I feel about Scotty Miller tonight against the Chiefs secondary. I do think you can get some good value out of Scotty Miller, that it just is a no-brainer. And while Cameron Brate has a limited ceiling, he's got a decent enough floor that with everyone going on Gronk and Brate being more expensive, like there's just not going to be as much popularity on Brate. So playing Brate and Scotty Miller in lineups makes a ton of sense to me. The other guy, and I keep saying this, Antonio Brown. AB, you know, we don't know what his true status is. But to me, if there's a captain you're doing on DraftKings that, you know, you want to play around with, I would say the AB builds make a ton of sense because of the fact that, you know, especially in the second half, because people will talk about the full game. There were still a bunch of second half contests you could play on DraftKings and FanDuel tonight as the game goes along. Don't forget about those. You know, if Tampa's down, AB is an instant captain play, in my opinion, because Tampa is going to need to throw the ball down the field, and AB can break one off that way. And to me, AB makes a ton of sense in second half contests on DraftKings as a captain, because you're going to see Tampa most likely playing from behind, trying to get back into the game. And, you know, you can play your Chiefs guys and you get the cost savings with AB in the captain spot for the second half. So to me, that's another way you can go. But yeah, I'm definitely looking at a lot of builds where I've got Scotty Miller in the captain, and it allows me to play Patrick Mahomes, Kelce, Tyreek Hill, still keep Tom Brady in there if I wanted to, and play a cheap guy like DeMarcus Robinson. Or I can flip it around and still be able to keep other players. Now, the thing about having Miller in the captain is you usually try to keep some correlation in there where you, if you got a receiver in the captain, you want to play that receiver with their quarterback. You don't necessarily have to, but it's a smart way of going about it, in my opinion. The other way you could go at it is if you do the Chiefs onslaught, you can play Kelce as the captain, Mahomes, Tyreek, Watkins. Use Scotty Miller as your lone representative for the Tampa Bay and the Chiefs defense. I wouldn't do it necessarily because I still think you can get a lot of value out of Antonio Brown. Now, will I have some Chiefs onslaught builds? Yeah, because, you know, you have to prepare for the many possibilities that come with these types of games. But I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world that you could get a Super Bowl where Tampa still keeps this game relatively close in the fourth quarter, and then the Chiefs have to put it on them in the fourth quarter and get a knockout blow. It's not the craziest thing that's ever happened in a Super Bowl. So I'm just looking at it from the standpoint of, you know, you've got a ton of folks that are going to be playing Gronk at 3K. Just fade the 3K, pay up for break, and then find a way to get different enough in your lineup where you could play Brate, Miller, at least two of the three between Brate, Miller, and Antonio Brown, and then fit in your Chiefs studs that way. To me, that's the optimal way of building out your roster for the game. I'm sure there are other ways you could go about it that I'm sure a number of people will be taking advantage of, but to me, that makes the most sense out of all these various builds you can do because of the amount of firepower involved. There are definitely guys you can take advantage of in these matchups. So I'll leave it there for DraftKings. For FanDuel and Yahoo, because this MVP position on because Yahoo just introduced it, but they follow the exact same format as FanDuel, so it's the same strategy. Because the salary doesn't change, Patrick Mahomes has to be in the MVP spot. The only reason why on DraftKings you have to make a decision on your captain is because of the salary implications. But with Patrick Mahomes' point potential, it still makes too much sense to have Mahomes in the captain over everyone else. The ball's going to be in his hands throughout. The only way, you know, he doesn't actually make it as the top captain of points-wise is if you get some fluky situations where you got the Chiefs doing some jet sweep plays that score for a touchdown involving Tyreek Hill or Kelsey throwing a touchdown pass to someone. Like, there's got to be something fluky that doesn't involve Patrick Mahomes on the scoring plays. Or it's just a massive running game for the Chiefs, which I don't see happening because of Vita Vea in the middle of the field for Tampa Bay's defense. I don't see the Chiefs running a ton. That's why I don't like Chiefs running backs in builds tonight, because of it just doesn't make a whole ton of sense, in my opinion, of how they're going to be able to attack Tampa's defense. So to me, Patrick Mahomes has to be in the top spot on FanDuel and Yahoo. There's just no equity otherwise. And when you have Mahomes up there, you're playing Kelsey and Hill as well. So it gets a lot tougher. I don't really have a ton of exposure on FanDuel and Yahoo for that reason. It's just, you know, a lot of duplicate builds. It brings it on top of you. But I do really like Scotty Miller on the other sites just to get different, because people aren't going to be paying attention to a Scotty Miller. They're going to be focused on Gronk's pricing. And I just look at it from a standpoint of, it's not that Gronk can't do it. It's just that logistically, to beat the Chiefs, Gronk's best asset to Tampa is as a blocker tonight and just slowing down the pass rush just enough for Brady to be able to spot the guys that he wants to get the ball out to. I just don't see Gronk having enough opportunities down the field to be even remotely relevant from a fantasy perspective tonight. So, should be an excellent game. I expect the game to exceed the over. I really don't see how this game doesn't go past 60 points unless Tampa is able to slow it down to an extent and just limit the Chiefs to punts. I really see the Chiefs scoring a ton of points, but I do think Tampa can keep up with them, even though they're coming, they'd be working from a deficit. Or if, you know, somehow Tampa gets up early because of a touchdown, you know, that's the other way you can get different, by playing a defense on either side of the field for the Chiefs or the Bucks. Maybe there's an early turnover that goes for a touchdown or a special teams play. You know, that is how lineups can change. But, you know, other than that, I really look at this game as, don't get too cute. Let's stick with what we know and what the routes have been running for players when they're healthy. Because Sammy Watkins is active, it hurts Mecole Hardman builds, but it's going to take away some of the ownership on him, because some of the more sharper players are going to be off of Hardman and pivoting to Watkins. I'm going to have a lot of exposure to Watkins, but I'm still not going to completely fade Hardman either. So, you know, you gotta be able to blend in, you know, what you feel confident in doing. I really like Watkins and Kelce builds because I think the Tampa is going to try to slow down the Chiefs enough, and it's just going to allow the Chiefs to pick apart Tampa's defense. So a lot of receptions between Kelce and Watkins. I think Kelce and Watkins can combine for over 15 receptions tonight. 15, like a floor of 15 and a ceiling of 20. I really think they can just pepper them all night long if Tampa sticks to the kind of the shell defense that I think they're going to try to go with to slow down the Chiefs. So, you know, we're going to see. We're going to see how many completions Patrick Mahomes ends up with tonight, but I definitely look at this as a kind of game where I don't see a ton of big plays, but I do think when the big plays do happen, they're going to go for big yards because it's going to be a busted play and someone's going to take it to the house. So I do still believe, as I said in the props episode that I recorded, that you're going to see a touchdown for over 40 yards tonight. I just don't know which side, because both sides have burners that can get it done. That's why I like the Scotty Miller play, because all it takes is one play for Scotty Miller to shake loose from someone. Brady can naturally hit him down the field and at least get it close enough in stride that Miller takes it to the house. Miller pays off value at 3,400, and you're in a very good position to have a lineup that's going to be near the top. It may not be optimal, but with Miller, you have a puncher's chance of getting in there, because the Chiefs have blown coverages before. It's not crazy. We saw this happen against the Browns. It's just that Rashad Higgins got hit near the end zone, fumbled it out of bounds. Was it an illegal hit? Yeah, but the refs didn't call it. But I can see Scotty Miller being able to do the exact same thing Rashad Higgins did against the Chiefs when the Browns played the Chiefs a few weeks ago. It's not the craziest thing in the world. So why aren't people game planning for that segment? I don't know, but I do like the fact that Scotty Miller's ownership projects to be far lower than it should be, in my opinion, overall. So, like I said, those are the plays I'm going with. Enjoy the game, folks, and we'll see how it turns out. Best of luck to everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all other major outlets.